This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a record $2.2 trillion aid package meant to offset the economic impact of the coronavirus pandemic. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
Among other things, the $2.2 trillion package has direct payments for many Americans, boosts in unemployment benefits, and help for businesses large and small.
It's there. It's substantial.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi shortly after the bill easily passed by voice vote. Kentucky Republican Thomas Massie had tried to force a roll call vote to put each member on the record. That would have delayed approval while forcing lawmakers to take risky flights here to Washington. Massie, though, is accusing Pelosi and GOP leader Kevin McCarthy of a cover-up.
They don't want to be on record of making the biggest mistake in history.
His move infuriated President Trump, who called Massie a third-rate grandstander who should be thrown out of the GOP. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Friday he would still lead the country's response to the coronavirus outbreak, but would be holed up inside a borrowed office within the nation's seat of government after testing positive. Reuters' Francesca Liner reports.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was self-isolating for 7 days and working from home on Friday after announcing his positive coronavirus test results.
In no doubt that I can continue, thanks to the wizardry of modern technology.
The PM will now have meals and paperwork delivered to his door and will communicate with his team via video conferencing as the UK government continues the country's battle against coronavirus. Health Secretary Matt Hancock revealed on Friday that he, too, has come down with the virus.
For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.